Okay, so this is a story that, I mean, some people might care, some people might not care about, but I just, man, if it's true, I mean, it's horrible. But it says, this is, let me tell you where it's from first. It's from Common Dreams. .com. It says a national disgrace. Trump proposes Social Security change that could end disability benefits for hundreds of thousands. Okay. Activists are working to raise public awareness and outrage over a little notice Trump administration proposal that could strip life-saving disability benefits from hundreds of thousands of people by further complicating the way the Social Security Administration determines who is eligible for payments. Look, let me say this. It's already hard enough. My mother dealt with this when she was alive. She was trying to get disability. I mean, she, I'm not going to go into her ailments or anything, but I was amazed with all that she had going on and all of her ailments that she was not able to get disability and they rejected her and denied her. I said, damn, if they're not going to give it to her, how the hell does anybody get on it? How do you get, moved up that list to be eligible? But this article here is stating that Trump is going to make it even more difficult. I'll read that part again. It says, activists are working to raise public awareness and outrage over a little notice Trump administration proposal that could strip life-saving disability benefits from hundreds of thousands of people by further complicating the way the Social Security Administration determines who is eligible for payments. Okay, and like I said, it's already difficult enough. And while this impeachment stuff is going on, no one's paying attention to this. Like the article says here in Common Dreams, it says that the media is not covering this. People aren't even paying attention to this. It says the proposed rule change was first published in the Federal Register last month, but has received scarce attention in the national media. Like I just said, they're not covering this. Everything's impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Meanwhile, Trump is passing, or the Trump administration is doing a lot behind the scenes. There's a lot going on that, while you're paying attention to one thing, they got something else that they're slipping, different bills that they're slipping through. Last week, the Social Security Administration extended the public comment period on the proposal until January 31st, 2020. Says this is not over. We will all need to mobilize. That's what Peter Morley, a patient advocate, said. Says the Trump administration is attacking another vulnerable population, those who are disabled and receiving Social Security disability benefits, tweeted patient advocate Peter Morley, who he lobbies Congress on healthcare issues. This is a national disgrace, he said. This is not over. We will all need to mobilize. I'll continue on with the article now. It says the process for receiving Social Security disability insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, is already notoriously complicated. Like I said before, I've experienced this myself with my mother. It says it's already notoriously complicated, and the Trump administration is attempting to yet to excuse me to add yet another layer of complexity that critics say is aimed at slashing people's benefits. So this is going to be, look, this is going to be nasty. If he's going to do what this article is saying that he's going to do, this is going to be nasty. And I feel sorry for those people that are really in need. Because I know what that's like. I've seen it with my own eyes, what it's like to be in need, to be in desperate times like that. And the government is slow poking. You know, Tupac said it before, you know, they got money for wars but can't feed the poor. It seems like whenever it comes to helping poor people, they act like they don't have the money, they don't have the funds, they don't have the time. Oh, there's a waiting list. Oh, it's just so much paperwork you got to go through. They got to do this and they got to do that and they got just so much to do. But when it comes to war, they'll pump trillions of dollars into it. We were at war with two nations at once. We were Afghanistan and Iraq. Open checkbook. Open checkbook. There was no amount too high to fight those wars. But when it comes to poor people in need, oh, you know what they say? Oh, they're just trying to take advantage of the government. These people, there's too many people. And this is what a lot of people like to say. There's too many people taking advantage of the system. But this is the same system. Now, keep in mind, this is the same system that will spend trillions of dollars on a war. Now, if you don't mind spending that much on a war, what about the people? I mean, it makes no sense. The argument is it's a dumbass argument when you really think about it. You're so mad that someone's receiving benefits. You know, and I'm not going to say that there aren't scam artists out here and people that take advantage of the system. Of course there is. There always will be. But you're not going to, you shouldn't cut off people in need just because you have some people that are, taking advantage of the system, which is really not even taking advantage. Listen, America's the greatest nation on earth. Greatest country on the planet earth, right? As far as the economy is concerned, I say it's the greatest because America has all the resources. And if we don't have the resources, we'll go into another damn country and steal their resources. So don't tell me they can't do it. Andrew Yang proposed, what, $1,000 a month to every American citizen or every family or something like that, something along those lines, right? And everyone said, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. We don't have the money for that. We don't have the funding for that. What are you talking about? We don't have it. We give billions of dollars to other nations, other countries. Not even going to list them. Not even going to list them all. We give millions, if not billions sometimes, to these other nations. You can't give it to the American people? You go fight your wars when you don't mind pumping all that damn money into the military. But when it comes to the people, oh, we got too much paperwork. There's just so much we got to do. We got to get it passed. We got to get these bills passed first. And who's going to vote for that anyway? You know, anything to keep you, down, because what they want to do is cut the middle class and just have a ruling class and a lower class. And that's that. They don't want no middle class. I'm going to be honest with you. That's really what they want. They want to shut down the middle class, because the middle class is always a threat. Always a threat to the ruling class, to the so-called elite, to the higher ups. And they don't like that at all. Okay, because there's power in numbers. There's strength in numbers. So they know if you have too many people that are, I don't feel like going on to this big spiel, but it's true. They know that when you have a lot of people that are in that quote-unquote middle class, when they know when they have that they can come together and unionize and they can fight against the powers that be. And that's not what, they definitely don't want that. Okay. Okay, I didn't mean to go on the spiel, so, but I do want to hit this last little piece of the article right quick. I didn't mean to go over 10 minutes, but let me get this last little piece. It says, as the Philadelphia Inquirer reported last week, those already receiving disability benefits are subject to so-called continuing disability reviews, which determine whether they are deserving of compensation for an injury or illness. So it's going to become more and more difficult and to not only to receive these benefits, but to stay or to continue to get these benefits. It's like I said before, it's hard enough just to receive them, just to get on that list to receive these disability benefits, right? But now the Philadelphia Inquirer reported those receiving disability benefits are subject to so-called continuing disability reviews, which will determine whether they are still deserving of compensation for an injury or an illness, okay? So that means that, you know, you could be a person that's on it, that has it, that are receiving compensation for your disability. But if they review it and determine, you know what, we're going to cut you off, you're done. And you know how hard that's going to be to try to convince them once they cut you off? How hard it's going to be to try to convince them that you need to be put back on something that they decided or determined that you, you know, they can't tell you what's going on with your body. We're going to read this last piece right here. It says, currently beneficiaries are placed in three separate categories based on the severity of their disability. Medical improvement not expected. Medical improvement expected. Medical improvement possible. People with more severe medical conditions face less frequent disability review. So, and basically, unless you're dying, like literally going to be dead within a month or something like that, you can expect to be put on that list of medical improvement expected. The Trump administration's proposed rule would another category called medical improvement likely, which would subject beneficiaries to disability reviews every 2 years. According to the Inquirer, an estimated 4.4 million beneficiaries would be included in that designation, many of them children and so-called Step 5 recipients and internal Social Security classification. And I'm not going to go on and on and on and on, but I did want to touch on that. Okay. So there you have it. Expect things to get really, really complicated and difficult for a system that's already broken and already complicated for people that are in need of disability benefits. Expect for it to get even worse. Sorry to report the bad news.